A mass balance equation basically says that if mass enters the system, it either leaves the system or it accumulates within the system. That is, in minus out equals accumulation. Now, in an integral mass balance, in and out must be amounts such as 26 kilograms of carbon dioxide. But in a differential mass balance, in and out are mass flow rates, such as 4.4 kilograms of oxygen per second. But what about the accumulation terms in these material balance equations? Well, in an integral material balance, the accumulation term is just the amount of mass that accumulates inside the system during the process. We use the symbol delta M subscript SYS, or for system, for the accumulation term because it's the final mass of the system minus the initial mass of the system. So delta M sys is indeed the change in the mass of the system, and that's exactly what accumulation means in an integral material balance equation. Now, in a differential material balance, the accumulation term is the time rate of change of the mass within the system boundary. Now check the units in the differential mass balance equation to make sure you feel confident about this equation. The mass flow rate terms have units of mass per time, like kilograms per hour. The units of d by dt are inverse time, or something like inverse hours. The units for m sys are just kilograms, so the units for the accumulation term are kilograms per hour, and our differential mass balance is indeed dimensionally homogeneous. That isn't too bad, right? Now, think about this. What if we have more than one inlet and or outlet stream? What symbols do we use for all of the flow rates? Flip the page and let's see.